Transforming Hate, Part 2. When I was 14, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Brown v. Board of Education that racially segregated public schools were a violation of the 14th Amendment and therefore unconstitutional. But nothing changed where I lived. When I was 15, Emmett Till, a 14-year-old black boy, was brutally killed in Mississippi for speaking to a white woman. I will never forget the photographs of his bloated body pulled from the Tallahatchie River. Mainstream newspapers were mostly silent, but the pictures were published in all the black newspapers and magazines. We were about the same age. What do I know about white supremacy? An all-white jury acquitted two white men who boasted in public that they had killed Emmett. The conditioning to hate is very much alive in this world. Can this be transformed? Cut, crease, fold, open. Cut, crease, fold, under. When I was 16, Rosa Parks refused to give up her bus seat to a white passenger in Montgomery, Alabama. Where I lived, local buses crossed state lines, meaning passenger segregation could not be enforced. On that crowded bus ride home from my summer job, no one would sit next to me, a black girl dressed in her Sunday best. Soon, I became lead plaintiff in a Virginia school integration suit. I was very scared. At 18, I was a freshman at Hampton Institute. Every day, I went to the library to read about what was happening. In Arkansas, the governor blocked 9 black students from entering Central High School in Little Rock. President Eisenhower ordered in 1,000 paratroopers and 10,000 National Guardsmen to enforce school desegregation plans. Mobs of angry white people, spitting and screaming obscenities, appeared. When I was 19, 4 black junior high school students integrated schools in Arlington, Virginia. My sister Gloria, the only girl, was 12 years old. With Little Rock fresh in my mind, I feared for her. Fold in, flip over, turn again, open out, fold in, flip. Can hate be transformed? At first, I tried distancing myself from the box, the books. Told myself not to take it personally. The words, a knife to my throat, made me hesitate. Fold in, flip over, flatten again. We all have a relationship with hate. We single and are singled out. We ache. The soft underbelly of connection with ourselves is bruised. Anger and fear mask our discomfort. I will not meet hate with hate. Am I safe? When I was 20, 4 black college freshmen went to Woolworths in Greensboro, North Carolina, and sat at the lunch counter. They were not served. When I was 23, I was one of over 200,000 people to witness Martin Luther King give "I Have a Dream" at the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. I marched for Paul Robeson, Emmett, Rosa, and the domestic workers in Montgomery who walked to their jobs on aching feet rather than ride segregated buses. For Megger Evers, the World War II veteran killed after applying for entrance to university in his home state of Mississippi, for my mom who could not make the walk. I had turned 24 when four little black girls, Addie Mae Collins, 14, Denise McNair, 11, Carol Robertson, 14, and Cynthia Wesley, 14, died one Sunday morning in Alabama after four white men bombed their church. What do I know about white supremacy? I knew they wanted to kill us.